Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goes Without Saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is such a nice episode. I really feel like it was very... Oh, I'd be clicking straight away. Very much like, I'm a woman, I'm in my 20s, what the fuck is going on? Who the fuck am I? Where am I going? I'm so lost. I'm so alone. Everything is so shit. And also, I've never been better. Let's get into it. Enjoy. Thank you for being here, by the way. Nice. Cozy, my bozy.
Oh, as always. I put the heated blanket on a 2 today.
Nice. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. 2 out of 4.
That's where we're at. That's where I'm at emotionally, for sure.
Oh, 100%. 2 out of 4 today.
That's not bad.
Halfway there.
Yeah, halfway there.
Yeah, it's
half
nice.
Full, half empty.
Yeah, depends which way you look at it.
Famously. Anything we'd like to get off our chests?
No, not at all. Anything you'd like to get off your chest?
Yeah, I would say today, this is irrelevant now, but today's the last day to get your Valentine's February merch. It is now gone. There are always new things happening at seffiandwing.co.uk. Thank you so much to everyone.
UK. It's so embarrassing. I don't know
why. Red button for Stephen Mars. Really, like...
It's funny that we did have .com, but
we had .com,
we fucked it up
somehow. She's lost in the ether somewhere. She's in the void. I don't know.
We do own it, but we just did the merch store as a bit of a .co.uk just to be like... Britannia rules the way.
How do we access .com then?
We did have it. I don't know why we changed.
We did have it.
I remember buying .co.uk though and being like...
But it's because we had .com, but we couldn't pass it over for the new thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know then what that means.
And we couldn't
for .com.
Connect it to our Instagram.
That's what I'm saying.
Somehow. Not that we connected this one either.
No, that's the shop.
Fuck knows.
Anyone
anyway, know what's going on with the
no,
with websites?
No, they don't. And don't even try and help us.
No, please
it's
do.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I'm excited for this topic. We're talking about being in your 20s, which, I mean...
I think we're experts.
Oh, we are. As 27-year-old yeah. women,
I've been
we're
here
definitely
a while.
Experts. We've been doing 20s yeah. for 7 years now.
7 years, which is a decent amount of time.
It's substantial, for sure.
It is.
But I feel like we haven't, as much as this topic is in everything we talk about because we are in our 20s.
Of course. Yeah.
Mid to late 20s, I may add. Ouch.
I mean, we didn't need the clarification, but yes. Thanks anyway.
But it feels like something that we haven't really addressed as a topic in a while.
There's always more to say.
There's so much
There's
to
always,
say.
I'll never turn down coming to the microphone and being like, I'm lost. Are you lost?
Oh. It's the crux
Let's
of everything
be lost
we
together.
Say,
yeah, it's like I could do that from now until the end of time, honestly. I don't think I'll ever have enough of this conversation.
Yeah.
Anything
well,
jump I know.
Well, the thing that's jumping to me is at the moment, I think I previously mentioned this, I am watching Sex and the City at the moment.
Yeah.
For the first time fully through. I have seen bits of it before. I thought I knew everything about it, but now I'm watching it, I'm like, God, great fucking show.
So much
show.
Left to learn. Yeah.
This is a show about people, I mean, They're varying ages, but they're kind of
women.
In their 30s. That's
yeah.
what the show is set around in New York.
Uh-huh.
Don't know if you've seen it.
Because they've got this really cool, like, offbeat show to recommend to you. It's
city.
Called Sex and the City.
And I'm thinking 30s, God, it doesn't look too shabby. It looks like they all kind of...
30, flirty and thriving.
Yeah, I think there's an idea that is like, you have like found out who you are and you're kind of... maybe more stable, and you like have some room to like explore things you like more. And I just think, God, that looks great. But then I also hate, I was watching and I absolutely, I have many thoughts on the Kardashians, but I was not very fond thoughts, to be honest. I won't go into it.
Yeah, go on.
But I was watching, it was one of their birthdays, and Chloe, who potentially is my favourite of a sad bunch, she was talking about how she was like, oh, well, I'm nearly in my 40s. I'm so jealous of someone else that's turning 40. And I thought, I really just don't like this whole like grouping of ages in this weird way of like, to be like, I'm so annoyed. Like, I wish I was turning 40. It's like, oh, nothing's going to be different really on that day. Like, I just think it's silly.
Activate some sort of change.
Definitely.
You're waiting around for nothing.
Yeah. I just thought that's a real myth in our society.
Well, however,
oh, go on.
There is, like, and I'm sure you'll agree, there is some sort of like abstract kind of, there's a spirit.
There's an identity in each decade, for sure.
Totally. But there's definitely been a shift. And obviously that there are real like tangible and measurable markers of this that we could explore. But just in the, just hang on to the energy for a sec. Just pick up the energy thing that
for
I'm
dear
giving.
Life, if anything.
Yeah. Just go with the energy angle. I feel like this side of 25, there is a shift of energy. There is a shift of gear. And there is so much in that that it's like, yeah, it's for this, and this reason. Like, there's so much tangible fact. I'm just going to ignore those facts for a sec and just emphasize the idea that like there's something in that kind of like shift of gear, of like knowing yourself, and something is different.
100%. I feel completely different to how I did when I was 23, for example.
Right.
But, and I think that's down to, yeah, potentially an energy thing, but also I think it's mostly down to
life.
Just growing older, and also like the labels and like the place that you feel you should be and all of that stuff, the things that come with an age.
But I didn't have to try, kind of in the way that I was like, yeah, if she's waiting around for 40, her problems won't be solved when she's 41, for example, if she doesn't do anything about it. However, just the past, it kind of is like, time really does heal things. Time is,
and a chapter, very magical. I'll never turn down a chapter.
Absolutely not.
In your 30s, in your 40s. And also, I guess, specifically with Chloe.
Chloe Kardashian.
I mean, there would be a dire need to like end a chapter and like have a fresh start, for sure. It's like,
jeez,
she must be craving that beyond
every
words,
day,
to be honest. So I completely actually get that for her. I also think that like there's no reason why as 20s year olds we can't be tapping into like some of the freedom, like empowerment, all of the stuff that you're supposed to get when you're in your, what Chloe's seeing for in her 40s. It's like, there's no reason why you can't get that at 37, really. And 40s is pretty much an arbitrary new start date.
Of course, yeah. It's like when the new year kicks in.
Yeah.
It's like, on Monday, none of this will matter.
Yeah, totally.
I'll be over it. Yeah,
100%. I do love the mindset, though.
Same.
Like, why
love
not
it?
Chloe, like, live a little? It's absolutely fine.
Every week,
keep
I think
going as you
come
are.
Monday, this will all be different. Come fucking Monday.
Oh, totally.
None of this will, I'll be a whole new bitch.
Always am. Every Monday,
anymore.
In fact.
Yeah. Biggest change, then, for you between, like, now at 27 and, for example, at 23? Because everything changes.
I'm struggling to even remember myself at 23. Can
okay,
we just
so
remember
COVID.
Where we were?
It's COVID, which immediately
it's
knocks
COVID.
Me.
It's COVID?
Yeah. It's COVID,
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that long ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can say
sorry,
that again.
Sorry, no, you're wrong.
I'm not.
Wait,
I'm
it's been
wrong.
Like 5 years then.
4 years.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
So that's the beginning of COVID. That's like we're going into lockdown. No,
yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, well, I'm a whole different person. I've lived through a pandemic. God.
Now you have, yeah. Got you.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
This is what I'm saying to people. This is what I'm saying.
COVID was like last Tuesday, wasn't it?
Right. Well, it went on for ages.
Yeah, it did.
Kind of the point. But like that, I'm not here to talk about the pandemic skip every day, but I do think it's important just to validate, like, I mean, if you're 20, it's like you were 16 when that started, potentially.
What the fuck?
This is what I'm saying. Like,
I know we've covered this at length, but what the
fuck? I know, but it's never enough. Like, sorry, a pandemic. I could go on. I say more? Yes, I do need say more. It doesn't go without saying. We lived through a pandemic. It's fucking wild. And there is, of course, like, if you want to call it a pandemic skip and be all cute, but it's like, I was in my early 20s and then I was in a pandemic and then I was 27. It's like, what is that?
In a pandemic, what does that mean? It's like, I was in my living room. I was 23, then I sat in my living room playing Animal Crossing and I
was
came
in
out
the
of
garden
the stupor,
at best.
And I was 27.
I was looking through like my old Instagram posts. I was looking back at Instagram. I actually saw one from when I was like, I must have been 23, 24.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, God, I would have put that. It was a carousel post, and I was like, oh, that one definitely should have been the first photo. Like, why did I tuck that away in the back?
Yeah.
But I was looking. It was
just
a picture
of interest.
It was a picture of me in the garden. It was it's really iconic. I'm in a yellow bikini and I've got a jumper on with yellow smiley faces on
it over the top.
And the back post, the end photo in the carousel, is me holding up the jumper, like almost I'm flashing you. And I don't know why I put that at the back. Why is she back
it's
in the kitchen?
Spot.
She needs to be front of house. I don't
it's
know what I was
shot.
Thinking. It really is the cover shot. So yeah, you can go and find that. It's from yonks ago. But it's funny looking at that photo. I was really like, first of all, that's fucking iconic. Such an intriguing photo. Why am I? I'm like, the camera is underneath
me.
What is
the outfit?
What is this?
Is she hot? Is she cold?
I mean, I think she's hot. But looking back now, I'm like, wow, yeah, I love it. But it just feels like, it's just funny to the level of appreciation that you have literally for yourself, but just like with the space, like almost the way that hindsight just grants you, like having that distance just allows you to like shift all the hatred and be a lot kinder and just be really appreciative of like who that person was. But I do feel really far from that girl.
Yeah, it feels like literally a million years ago.
Yeah. And another life that we can never access. It's like, I can never go back to that. Like, That especially like in the niche experience of living in a pandemic, it's like we can never access what that was. I was actually thinking this again the other day, yesterday, when I was walking through the station. I was at the train station in London and I was just walking through and it was quite quiet because I was there at a weird time because I don't have a normal life.
Was this the other day? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday, like morning or like midday-ish. So it's like every other normal motherfucker is at work and I'm for some reason scumming about in the train station, like meandering along.
Yeah.
And it was really quiet and I was like, oh, I'm kind of getting that like 2020 vibe. It's like giving me a kind of COVID energy of the kind of like, it's really quiet and there's so much like room to breathe in all the infested air and like, it's just a weird thing, but it's like, I don't know if it's like the history angle, but I just find it weird. Like for example, watching Sex and the City, you're really looking at a world that
history.
Very much doesn't exist anymore. It's like really a piece of history. And I actually thought it today. I had an appointment this morning and I was in the waiting room and I was kind of going on and off my phone. And there was like a mum and her son in front of me going on and off their phones. And then there were kind of some older couples also in the waiting room who weren't on their phones. And I was thinking about nature is healing. Here we are on our phones. But I was thinking like when I was a kid, obviously I'd be in the waiting room. My mum wouldn't be on her phone because that wasn't a thing or like, not in the same way. So she's not scrolling on TikTok. Yeah. Well, no, maybe she would, but she would just, we would be talking or we would honestly just be in the silence. And I was watching like this kind of 50-year-old man just like sat there, just like waiting to be called up for his appointment and thinking about how I was kind of going on and off my phone. It's like the simplicity of like the 90s and the early 2000s. Obviously, like it's so easy now with hindsight it's so foreign that you almost, it can be like oversimplified, but it is just interesting to think about in that 20 minutes that we both had in the waiting room. I was confronted with like 50,000 things from like all over the world, and like all these people I've never met, and like all these ideas and all of this music and like people and like outfits and like all these ideas, like so much.
Yeah.
And he has kind of thought just about like there. What he might have for dinner, what he did yesterday. It's the pace is totally different. And I know we go on and on about it, but it's like, yeah, obviously you feel numb as fuck when you're taking in so much all the time.
We're taking in everything and also nothing.
Everything everywhere all at
he
once.
He had a far like, richer experience because he actually engaged with those thoughts rather than...
Yeah.
I always get it when I come off social media and I just think, what did
Where
I think?
Am I?
What, like, I only form my opinions on the things after I've turned off my phone and I'm kind of thinking about, yeah. Oh yeah, that thing there hooked me. And it's like... But you're not even engaging with it at the time.
Even just the pace, even just what is required for your mind to like get through the day is so intense versus what it has been for previous generations that I feel like there should be more of an emphasis on like lifting and easing the pressure that like young people are under, just because there's so much being forced down their throats all the fucking time that other people have never had to deal with before. And it's like COVID, unprecedented. Look at you being a fucking, you're groundbreaking, you're a whole new breed, you're like, there's nothing like you, we've never been done before, you're unique, there you go, you've done it again, blah blah blah, new
raising
it.
The
like
bar.
It's crazy. Yeah, raising the bar.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I also think sometimes when I see, like, if you think about, so 23... I'm shocked to find out how long ago that was, almost. Like, yeah. If you say the start of the pandemic, it's like, okay, that's crazy. Because I feel like 23 is like a year before 27 sort of thing. Like, yeah. I don't really know. I don't feel that much
it
of a
It really
difference
is blink and you'll miss it.
The birthdays just skip, skip, skip you just before you know you've had three and you're like, ah. But I think this sometimes when I see, like, I'll sometimes say things like, oh yeah, I feel 18. And then I'll see an 18-year-old and I'm like, I don't feel 18.
You don't.
I don't feel 18. Or like, no. Oh, I feel like I haven't changed since I was 14. It's like, look at a 14-year-old. It's like, no, I've changed quite enough. They're morons.
I feel quite confident, actually, that I've like, changed a fair bit.
The growth, actually, just in my, or like, do you know a big one? When I'm like, oh, I would always say, like, I feel like the best things I ever learned were in English at, like, in, like, sixth form. I loved doing the poetry that we did then. I loved doing fucking, like, Great Gatsby. And I feel like those were the best things I ever learned. We did 1984, and I remember writing an amazing essay about 9/11. And
nice.
I was like, this is, that's my peak. Like, God, I don't think I ever, uni didn't teach me anything compared to that. Like, I love doing that so much.
Yeah.
I've read those essays back like a year ago or something, and I thought, fucking hell, moron. Like,
they don't hold up.
Every sentence doesn't need to start with furthermore. Like, you don't. Moreover, like, you don't need to do that. And actually, there is a huge amount of growth, and I think it's so easy to be like, look back and almost see yourself as
Simplify.
Closer. and just closer to that than you are. Like, I think I feel close to 23, but when I meet a 23-year-old, I do feel like, or when I look back at the things I said when I was 23, or, I mean, the beginning of this podcast, I guess we're 23.
Yeah.
I feel like a very different person.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. I also think it's kind of the thing of, like, when you go through something as a kid, it's only then, it's like, it's really easy to, like, undermine it and kind of look back and be like, oh, I could have done this, or, like, maybe I didn't deal with that right, etc., etc. If you see somebody, for example, something happened to you when you were 15 and you're not 15 anymore, you look at a 15-year-old and you tell me what you would expect of them. Tell me what you would expect for them to, how they should get through something, how they didn't do it enough. It's like, I dare you to look at a child and expect, to be honest, anything other than just like cute fun and games from them. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's a really, I think probably just an intriguing thing for people as we get older to start to be able to identify how, almost like to give yourself some credit of, like, when you see people who are young and you can see how kind of not naive in like a patronizing sense, but almost like how just, you know, they're so deserving of good things and you don't expect them to be able to go through any shit or like handle themselves like adults, because they're not adults. And I think when you become an adult, it's so much easier to be able to look back and be like, no, that wasn't okay, that happened to me when I was 13.
How I as a 27-year-old would have wanted them to act.
Yeah,
there's a good reason they're 17.
And you kind of look back, I think, as well, with memory, it, you kind of insert yourself, your current day self, in your past experiences. So, like, I'll think back and be like, oh, when X, Y, and Z happened, and like, oh my God, I just like sat there and, oh, what, I should have done this, I should have done that. But it's like, no, that wasn't...
what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, it's like, no, that isn't current day me. That's like an 8-year-old, for example. Totally. It's like, well, that changes things. Like, I don't expect that 8-year-old to be able to do what I would do now as a woman in her 20s. You can't really do much, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
But then I think we should give the same grace to ourselves in that
we
are still pretty young, really.
Incredibly.
And I actually had a weird experience at, so my writing class that I'm doing at the moment. So we all have to like workshop a thing every week. Mm-hmm. I had my week last week. Mm-hmm. Where I had to bring in a thing and everyone spoke about it. The thing I shared was a thing, I also put it, it's on my newsletter, so you can find it somewhere on there. And it's a thing about like a birthday party, and the girl is turning 25 in the story. So I was talking about it, and it was like,
happy birthday,
it's like, she's talking about like, it's like, and there's a line that's like, I can't remember it word for word, but it's like, as the like sparkling like 25 numbers, like 25 comes like closer, like it struck me that like there's no limit to a woman's insecurities as she turns older, sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Makes it sound terrible, but you know, it's like about a woman discovering that like, oh shit, there's more. There's more.
It's got it all to play for. There's more where that came from.
Like, you thought you were insecure, it's like, no, now there's a whole other thing. And in the writing course there are quite a lot of like older, they're like a lot of, there's mixed ages, but there's like middle-aged women, I'm definitely the youngest. And there's like middle-aged to old, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mostly women. There are two men in there as well. And...
Boo! No, I'm joking.
They're really nice.
I'm joking. Love them.
Everyone in there is so, so nice.
Yeah.
And one of the women, like, one woman that I'm kind of mates with, she was saying, like, God, before, like, it was being workshop, she was like, God, I was laughing. It was like, you were, like, it was about turning 25. And I was like, I am 27. I'm just going to say, like, this character is not me. And then it came up later, this other woman was like, God, well, she is going to be all right, though, this, like, character, isn't she? Because, like, she's only 25, like... And then all of the women sort of started laughing. I realised, like, God, I've written this
You're
from
getting
the perspective...
You're getting laughed out of town.
Honestly. Yeah. I was like, yeah, actually, we're so embedded in these conversations of, like...
Yeah.
We're the older sisters or whatever, like, all of this stuff. And it's like, God, we're actually...
Babies.
So absurdly young, so much so that like it's the idea of even talking about age or like having to have things sorted out is like a joke to older people.
Totally, but also totally a symptom of all of the shit and all of the issues, and kind of like going back to what I was saying about like the amount of shit that like an 18-year-old girl on TikTok is consuming every day, these conversations I can imagine are just going to keep happening for girls that are younger and younger and younger. For example, like, I know we haven't touched on it and I don't really care to, but like the 10-year-old drunk elephant kids, or like all of that sort of vibe, like
horrific.
These kind of conversations, it's kind of what you said in your beautiful piece. There's literally no limit to a woman's insecurities. Like, you don't age out of it. And if anything, we've seen, like, I know what it's like to be 8. Like, I was there. Like, I know that there was messaging coming my way
for sure
from the moment I was kind of like cognizant of the idea that I was a girl in this world. Like, there's all, and just as a human on earth, you're constantly being fed ideas of like who you should and shouldn't be. And I hope that we can just kind of come together, hold hands, find a little cheat code of like, I'm gonna just try and access that, like, whatever happens in your 40s for Khloe Kardashian, that sort of freedom that you like unlock somehow. Let's try and hack our way there as soon as possible.
Definitely.
Because I think actually it is being,
I don't know, but I think when I hear women talk of freedom, most of it comes from a dissociation with the male gaze. Like, that is why old women say like, oh, I've never felt better since I hit, well, not old, I went through menopause, or like there are sort of women that's like, I don't care what, their husbands have died and they are fucking thriving and all of this stuff. And I think actually so much of it comes from how women view themselves as young sexual objects that are just there to be kind of fucking silent and looked at. And I think the closer we can get to just like basically feeling autonomous and like powerful, and that's not to say to cut that out, because I think it's like you can be a sexual person in this world and enjoy men, but so much of the stuff that like makes women feel shit does directly come from the women's patriarchy. Understanding of themselves through men's eyes.
Goes without saying.
I think the closer you can get to that, the sooner the better, really.
It's funny because I've really been thinking at the moment about, we kind of touched on this the other day, I'm sure, in a conversation behind the pod's back, I hate to say. We do sometimes have some of our best thoughts off the record.
Totally. There's not the pressure of a microphone in our faces.
Yeah, I think we're at our best when we're on our own. But I've been thinking so much recently about almost like my most comfortable state is, or like not my most, but if not my most, one of my most comfortable states that I can identify is as a woman being sexualized. And anything else is jarring or confusing or like weird. Like, I feel like a lot of young women are so, we know that role so well. Like, it's like that is so embedded in who you are to just, and there's so much of it is like, yeah, there's an enjoyment in that and there's like a fun whatever in that, of course, goes without saying, but like just the idea of like feeling so comfortable as something that is being sexualized, or like I'm comfortable when I'm an object.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it comfortable. That's such an interesting word to use, because I would say like it feels like recognizable and like familiar, but I don't think I feel comfortable in like being sexualized.
I definitely do.
Really?
I think that's one of my most comfortable...
Do you mean like being sexual or being sexualized?
No, I mean being sexualized.
God.
Like, I know what that is. I know how to do that. I know how to play that. I know...
world.
That's like up on top 10 things of me. That's up on the list, I would say.
Definitely,
as well, like as a teenager, I think that was my most, like my role here, one of my currencies is to understand that I'm being sexualized and I can play that, and like that's a card, and like that's my
there's
ticket,
power there.
And that's, there's power, but there's also like that's my role. We were kind of saying this the other day because there was a TikTok that I saw in the floods of TikToks that I see, I can't help myself. This girl was saying, and I want to have a proper conversation on this at some point, this girl had said in a much better way than I'm gonna say it, she was talking about the idea of like, if you sexualize me, I think you don't love me. And if you don't sexualize me, I think you don't love me. And just that kind of like paradox of, I don't know how to accept love if I'm not sexualized. And what is it to be sexualized? And how do I view myself if I'm not being sexualized? And who am I, by the way? Like, yeah. And lastly, what the fuck is going on? Like, on a long list of confusion. It's just really interesting. But
it really is. Yeah. I think we're talking a lot off the pod about, like,
we really are,
women's sexuality. And it's definitely a conversation for another day. I think also this it brand is. That we really want to work with just ties in. So is the reason why we're talking about it.
Guys, hold on to your knickers. Like hold on, yeah. Please.
We've got
and
a big
keep your fingers crossed.
Coming,
we really want to, like,
it just makes no sense to talk about it without naming this brand because they're the reason we're talking about it. But it would be great if they paid us. But also, if they don't want to, then we will talk about it anyway.
Or just if we could be related to them in any way, it would be intriguing.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
But we're definitely talking a lot about understanding sexuality. And to be honest, like, the minefield and, like, fucked upness of it, really. Like, it is just so, so strange.
And kind of, as well, like, ties into the conversation that we have all the time about, like, the biases we've grown up with, and, like, our ideas about men and our dads and relationships and our parents and the things that we learn as kids and our understanding of, like, what we would want in a relationship, what is desirable to us, how we view ourselves. It's all very entrenched in... It's a mess, actually.
It really is. It really is.
But it's so fucking interesting. And it's kind of, the other day, one of the intros, we said, we're saying X, Y, and Z, and we're like, we're spilling all of our shit, but it's all for a good cause.
Honestly, all for a good cause.
It really is all for a good cause. It's like, look, I'll throw whatever I have to out there about my sex, my parents, whatever I'm doing. You guys can have it. Whatever. It's all for a good cause. I don't care. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah. I've liked this conversation.
Me too.
Good.
Cool.
If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.